It's another week, it's another episode, and it's our 1 month anniversary, guys. Welcome back to the show. Let's roll into music. Good Monday morning, all of you people of the Daily Life Academy fans. I am so happy to announce this is our first month anniversary of the show. So, people, welcome back to the show. This show has been a process, it's been an experience. I am learning every time I make this show. Guys, this is the fifth time I currently record this show. So, fifth time lucky, I hope to get it done. Guys, it's been a challenge. We are down one host, but yes, it's not stopping us, stopping me. I am here, coming to you from the closet with the hottest topic in the game, all suggested by our amazing listeners. So, to the Italian listener, grazie mille. To the Spanish, muchas gracias. To the UK, thank you very much. Irish people, if you're understanding my very poor Irish, got my hugget. To the German people, we have people from Germany, guys. I don't know who you are, but I'm thanking you. So, danke to you, and I'm not attempting to pronounce thank you in Indonesia, but thank you to all the Indonesian listeners on SoundCloud. Guys, our show is like the news. We come to you on a Monday, every Monday morning, producing the best content, and we are spreading it on all the platforms that we can. It's now available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Podbeam, SoundCloud. Guys, our show is everywhere. And this first month has been great. I've been loving it, all the support, all the feedback, and all the suggestions I've got from you. So guys, thank you very much. There's a few people in particular I want to thank. First of all, our sponsor, Anchor. This show could have not happened without them. Anchor is an amazing app that allows you to create your podcast in the easiest way possible. It has creator tools which allow you to edit your podcast, add music, and make it look professional right from your phone or computer. Guys, the app is completely free and there's not in-app purchases, making it an app that everybody should love already. Guys, if you're looking to start a podcast like we did at this time of quarantine when you're stuck at home, even if the lockdown is kind of lifting, you're still mainly stuck at home doing nothing. Guys, why don't you go to Anchor FM or download the free app Anchor on the App Store to get started. So, having done that, there's one more person I gotta thank. It's my friend, Bartos. Bartos is the publisher, we can call him like that. He's been hitting it up, spreading the word, sending it to people, while juggling getting to get a woman. No, guys, seriously, thank you very much to you, man. You're a legend. You have made fan pages. He has done everything, guys. He's the legend, the man himself. Link in the description for his socials. Hit him up. And in the link in the description, oh, today you will find three amazing people, three guests that are coming on the show today to talk about a topic that everybody can relate, music. But before we get into that part of the show, guys, I want to catch you up on a little lifetime that I was going here. Quarantine is kind of on the process of ending in the UK, so please end soon completely, and there's not gonna be a wave two. Guys, I'm actually excited. I want to start school soon. Because I have been bored. Let's be honest. It's been a challenge. In the last month or so, I am going kind of crazy. But this podcast is keeping me sane. So, thank to all of you listening for helping out the struggle of quarantine to go by. Guys, quarantine has lifted. The shops are opening. People are going around. But please, 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 please respect quarantine. If you have to, if you're traveling. We're gonna travel to Italy. So, yes, I am so happy, can't wait. But guys, yeah, wear a face mask, wash your hands, do all this sort of stuff to prevent this virus from going on any longer. Because I'm telling you, I'm definitely not the one that is going crazy. It's gone insane. And if Italy has done it, if Italy has pushed through mainly, the UK and Ireland can do it too. And we can get our life back to normal. So people, 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 I haven't caught you up on a little tiny life story. And how my day is going. I want to get into this hot topic. Music. Music is something that has been in my life since probably day one. I have grew up playing instruments. I play ukulele, guitar, bass, drum, like piano. We have a music store basically in my house. There's all sorts of things. You walk in, it's literally a bit teen music store. Anyway, But yeah, music is something, it doesn't necessarily come from an instrument. It can be you walking in the street, hearing cars, hearing the sea, hearing the sky, hearing the birds, and that makes a melody in your ears, guys. Everything that we listen to can be music. Guys, music takes us through the hardest and the happiest moment in our life. Everyone has something that they can relate to music. It's something that we seek safety out of, something that we seek happiness from, and something that will get us in the mood when we need to. Guys, music is something I've grown up to love, enjoy, and spend most of my day listening to it. If it's not music that I listen to, it's music that I make. Guys, me and my friends have made a few music. I have been in a few bands with a lot of class people that I went on to create their own music. Guys, I want to plug a few of my friends here. Francis Farrell with Save Me From Myself. Isaac Farr with Is New and amazing. Now You See Me, Now You Don't. Guys, check them out on Spotify. They are great musicians. And my favorite band, guys, coming right up from Newry, The Poetic License. Their album is also available on YouTube and SoundCloud and Spotify. And guys, it's just music we make from a tiny studio, and it's just amazing. It's a tune, it's a vibe, and music is definitely a big part of my life. Doing music GCC, although not loving it too much, when I finished it, I was kind of happy. But it's something I really relate to. Especially I went into all the sound design, we can call it sound engineering, of music. Doing shows, working at concerts, backstage, doing sound. And it's something, it's a vast area of discussion. Today I went to ask two of my guests, which are amazing, first of all, we have to say, because they have done their part from their home in Dublin and in Estonia, people, and they have sent it in to me, and it's the best and greatest quality. And guys, for not having a studio, I don't have much of a studio either, coming to you from the closet, but guys, I have to thank them so much. And I went to ask this question, what music was for them and how they got into it. So let's hear from our two guests, and then I'll come back to you. So, welcome here to the show, live, Isabella and Ninni. Guys, let's go.
Hey, Filippo. Thanks for having me on the show. I'm so happy to be talking about music and what it means to me and how I got into it. So, basically, I play the violin, and I've been playing for about 10 years now. I started when I was just about 6 years old, and how I got into it was one day my mum asked me if I wanted to start playing the violin because my sister's friend was a violin teacher, and I didn't want to be rude because the teacher was there at the time when my mum asked me, so I said that I would play, but I don't regret saying yes because I absolutely love it now and I would never go back. But I did kind of regret it when I was 9, 10, 11 years old, because I absolutely hated practicing. To get me to practice was a struggle. My mum would have to force me to practice every day, every evening, after dinner, whenever it was a fight before I had to practice. But I'm so glad that she made me practice, because now I have this amazing gift, and I'm so grateful that my mum paid for lessons and put up with my brutal playing from the start. But I definitely improved since I was 6 years old, so I'm really happy with that now. But I absolutely love it, and it's not only obviously being able to play is amazing, but the opportunities that I've gotten, just amazing. Now I play with the Dublin Youth Orchestra, and I've gotten to go to Cork and play with a group of people my age. We got to do a course to see what it was like to play with a professional orchestra and what it would be like to pursue music, and I absolutely loved it, and I'd love to go again. But there's just so many opportunities that music has brought my way, and I'm so glad that I'm able to pick up the violin, because I can bring it anywhere that I want. I can travel the world and have the violin with me and pick it up and play it for people. And even just to be able to play it for my own pleasure is the most amazing thing in the world. I love just being able to close the door in my music room and play away, and nobody will bother me, and I'll spend a couple of hours at it and just have fun. And that's the most important thing, that I enjoy it. It's not about the grades or the exams. It's really about me being able to express myself with music and put all my emotion into it, which is what I do. And I'm sure many other musicians, they do that. They put all their emotion, whether it be their happiness, sadness, anger, and they put it into their playing. And that's how they come up with these incredible pieces of music, or are able to play these amazing, beautiful works of music. It's just outstanding. I think that music has a role in everybody's life in some sort of way. Even if you can't read music, can't write it, can't play it. But I think everybody listens to music, be it on the bus or in the car, on the radio, and might be a way to pass time. Or maybe you're feeling sad and you want to listen to some sad tunes. But there's so much choice out there for everybody, and that's what's amazing. You don't have to be a particular person to enjoy a particular type of music. And that's what's so amazing. It's so inclusive. It's for everybody. I just can't tell you how much I love the violin and music in general. It's such an amazing thing to have in my life, and I think in everybody's life. Everybody needs music, because as I've said a million times, it's a way to express yourself and to really get in touch with your feelings, I think. And that's very important as well. Anyway, I'll end my huge spiel about music. I hope you enjoyed it, my little story time. But thank you so much for having me on the show, and I hope to be back again.
Hello. Thank you to Filippo and Leonardo for having me on the show. Yeah, very happy to be here today. And to answer your question about music, you know, what music is to me? For me, it's kind of like a way to express myself, you know, to really get deep in my feels, even if it's a good feeling. You know, if I'm feeling in a very like party mood, I put music on, put like reggaeton or whatever, that it may be like get me dancing too and all this stuff. And you know, and it helps me to escape, you know, to just sit there and, you know, I could like sit down and listen to music for hours. I could, and all this, because I mean, I don't know, music just has that power over some people. I mean, definitely for me. And I mean, that's probably the best, like my favorite thing about music, you know, how, you know, a lot of the time you can just connect so much with the lyrics as well. And it's just like sometimes, like, you know, the lyrics are so powerful. And even weirdly so, sometimes just like the music, like even without the words, like just the beat and the rhythm can really like say so much, you know, like, you know, like those kind of like relaxed songs. Obviously, you'd listen to them when you're, I don't know, feeling down or whatever. And then when you're feeling in a really party mood, you could just listen to techno, which has no words, but can get you right in the feels of just having to like, wanting to just dance around and just not give a fuck for hours. But yeah, so I think that's definitely like what music is to me. It's like a way of me to kind of escape and to really understand what I'm feeling, and to just, like, you know, like so many times if someone asked me how am I feeling, I could just give them a song instead of actually explaining to them, you know, because you find so many songs out there that can just, you know, explain what you're feeling, you know. And for me also music, because I also play music, like I like to sing and I play the guitar, and, you know, I can play a little bit the ukulele and the other instruments like that. And I mean, just stuff like that is really helpful to just, like, it's just nice to be able to, like, I feel like being able to sing and to, like, play an instrument is so good, to just jam out, you know, be there for a few, like, minutes, hours, whatever it may be, and just be jamming, whether you're like write like making music but of your own, or like just like singing songs you already know. It's just a way also, you know, like I said before, just to escape and to really be doing something that you enjoy, you know. Because, and I think you'd have so much fun when you're like playing an instrument or singing around, and it is like, you know, something really good. And how I got into music was basically, I mean, listening to music, I think, I mean, at least for me, my opinion, it's not something you get into, it's just something that is, you know, I mean, that you just, everyone listens to music. Maybe some people, not as much as others, but I mean, I find myself constantly repeating myself, but how I got into music so much and how I listen to music so much is just because I can have fun when listening. I feel like even if I'm not having the best day, I just listen to music if I want to be put in a good mood, or even if I just want to stay in the same mood, just kind of lazy. I have kind of those like lazy songs that keep me this way and all this. It's just, you know, and then how I got into like playing and singing, I mean, being able to hear those songs and kind of wanting to do more about it, kind of being able to do that myself, was kind of how I got into wanting to play an instrument, you know. Like, I find myself listening there to music, and if I can't dance, or if I can't like grab out my guitar and like play it, play along with the song, or even just singing in it, I'd be like, I don't know, having an anxiety attack from not being able to do anything. But yeah, I think that's how I got into actually playing music, to be able to actually put myself there and contribute to the whole music situation, you know. But yeah, I think music, one of my favorite things in life, definitely. But yeah, that's about it. Sorry for my repeating myself. But yeah, and thank you so much, DLF Academy, Filippo and Leonardo, for having me on the show, on the podcast, I guess you could say. I really enjoyed it, and thank you very much.
Ladies, thank you so much for being on the show, the Daily Life Academy. I mean, myself and I love absolutely to have you once again here, maybe live the next time. I know it's been great, difficult to get you on the show through the social distancing, but you have done a great job, better than anyone else I could have asked. Ladies, you have done me proud. Thank you so much for coping with me. I know I've asked the last minute and all to record, but these have been amazing. And I totally agree with Nini when she says that all the music gets in the feels, and happy, sad, there's always a song for a mood. And that is so right. I've experienced it myself recently on a breakup, or whenever I got in a relationship. There's always a song that gets into the mood. If you get married, there's a song for everything. Sorry, guys. I started laughing because my little brother has joined us in the show, and he gave me a dirty look whenever I say breakup. Say hi to the show.
Hi.
It's Gabriele. He's going to be here with us for the last few minutes of the show. We're going to ask him a question as well. But no, totally, guys. And if you find yourself like Easy and you get the opportunity to learn an instrument, not give it up. It might be hard, might be challenging at first, but guys, it's probably the best investment you could do. We all play instruments, don't we? Our house is noisy.
Yeah.
Right. Tell us about instruments. What instruments do we play in this house?
We play the piano,
Who plays the piano?
Leo.
Yes. And then, talk about, tell us which instrument there is. Because our house is like a music store, isn't it?
Yeah.
So much stuff. Jesus Christ, but there's a guitars.
Yeah, there's guitars.
There's ukuleles, drums, yeah. There's all sort of stuff. Who plays the trumpets? Noisy ones.
Ludo.
And Dad.
Yeah.
And Filippo. Yeah. A bit. As experimenting.
Filippo plays the ukulele, guitar, piano.
Who's Filippo? Filippo. Mi chiamo Filippo. You've lost the Italian accent. Guys, he has lost the Italian accent. Terrible. This is terrible. But yeah, guys, definitely, if you have the opportunity to learn an instrument, it's something great. And if you're somebody that is lazy, somebody that lacks, I don't know, motivation, or even with the school, if you struggle to study, pick up an instrument. It's proven by my doctor mom that it stimulates the brain activity, and it literally becomes smarter by playing an instrument. That's great. And you do music with it. Who knows? As my great friend Isabella there says, tells me, you never know. You could become famous. And yes, I could. Who knows? But now, do you want me to ask you the same question that we asked our guests, since you're a wee guest?
Yeah.
Do you like music?
Yes.
What's your favorite song?
Natalina.
By who?
By
Tori Smith.
Yeah.
Wanna sing it a bit? Come on.
Natalina, na 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 na.
Natalina, have you seen her? I've been dreaming about the girl next door. Got a feeling when I'm dreaming, like I'm cheating. When I'm dreaming, because I love you more. Na 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 na. Guys, we're gonna get like monetized here. But yes, favorite song by a wee David Dobrik fan, Toddy Smith. My man. Guys, he's shy. He's being shy today. We recorded yesterday a little bit, yeah. Then we had to change it up, but he was being less shy. Being shy.
Yeah.
We went out for the first time after COVID-19. Yeah. That was nice. Your mask was falling off. Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Your mask was terrible. You put it on bad. Anyway, guys, before we change topic and get bored here, I want to introduce our last guest. And yes, you people may like, three guests? What? Filippo, you really did get out of your way to make this show nice. And I did, people. I so did. I've got guests from all over the world. And now performing. Tappeto di fragole. This is for the old Italian fans. Tappeto di fragole. Welcome, my good friend and her brother, the amazing Giacomo. Guys, this man, 23, getting married and still took time to perform in our podcast. So big shout out to them. Their socials, link in bio. You can hit them up. Don't hit Giacomo up. He's got a fiance, ladies. But Chiara is single and ready to mingle. From Estonia, but originally from Italy. Coming up live, performing Tappeto di Fragole, as we already said. Welcome, Chiara and Giacomo Piron. Yo.
Good.
God, can we give it a big clap? Let's give it a big clap. Yo, thank you so much for being on the show. That was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was really good. Really good song. Yes. Really good song. Is this your favorite song now?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, people, we are going to let you go on with your Monday afternoon. Apologies, we had technical issues. We have posted late today. But that's not stopping us from making a great podcast. And we will see you hopefully next week, even if probably not because we're traveling. We're going to maybe miss a week. Mm-hmm. But we're going to come live on Podbeam soon. And hit up the fan page, lads, on Instagram at Daily Life Academy Fans. And soon coming out on YouTube with all the episodes and a summer vlog, hopefully. So, guys, peace out and let's roll outro music. Yo-ho, bye-bye.